Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review the whole line of Las Rocas from Bodegas San Alejandro from Spain. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, oh, tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's great to be here. How are you tonight, Rob?
How am I?
How are you?
Well, after I washed my hands and set fire to my mind, I feel great.
It's something you should do on a routine basis. That
Trust
mind
me.
Is a terrible place to
I
be.
I do it every time you leave on Sunday. But nevertheless, also on the show tonight is the Triple B.
Good evening, everyone.
And he needs no introduction because you can hear him chomping on a fucking bone. Bo is also on the show tonight. Bo!
Bo the Wonder Dog.
Douche. Anyway, on tonight's show, we have, well, we've done this before, sort of. We have a line of wine. We have two different wines that represent the cheaper and then the better. We did it kind of before with a Chianti, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, Chianti. Oh, yes, Gabbiano.
Gabbiano.
Okay, we haven't always done it to the highest standards of lines.
Well,
we're on a budget here. What are we going to do? But on tonight's show, we have Las Rocas, and that is by Bodegas San Alejandro in Spain. Not Rioja. It's actually, what is it?
Calatayud?
Yes, Calatayud. What is it? I'm thinking south, almost due south of Logrono, Rioja. Las Rocas, though. It's primarily Grenache, maybe a whisper of Syrah. The internet information is suggesting that it's all Grenache, but I know that isn't true because I looked at some other facts and figures. So they probably blend a little bit. Who knows what it is, nevertheless. But we have the base wine being the Las Rocas, the Grenache, and it's about $12. Okay. And then we go up to the big boy. We go up to the big boy.
Are we doing scores of integrity?
We will. We will. Okay. But then we go to the Las Rocas Viñas Viejas. And that's the old bush wine. So it's like the old vine Grenache.
The old vine.
Yeah, somebody's here.
Comparable.
Where is that? Australia. They sometimes call it old bush.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, that's not what they're talking about.
No. No, that's not what they're talking about.
They don't like the older of the two Bush presidents for the United States.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
They don't.
That's good. Let's just go with that.
That's where my mind went, too.
Good.
But Rob's was in the gutter.
So this region is relatively new, 1989, the designation.
I did not know.
It's one of four designations inside the region of Aragon.
Well, yes, Aragon. But in reality, 89 isn't yesterday. It's been quite some time since 1989.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you might want to...
30 years.
Careful with our ageism, Rob Dern.
Update your outfits. That's all I'm saying. Just a suggestion.
How much does this second one cost?
About $18.
Oh.
So neither are expensive. Both are sub-20. And both, we'll see. We like a good old-fashioned Grenache. With Syrah.
Love Grenache.
I'm excited that we are tasting two wines from the same winery.
True. And the same grape. Mm-hmm. Just a different treatment, an older vine version. Back to back.
Mm-hmm. This is not to be confused with Las Rocas from Chile.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's one they call them. Well,
my cousin's been to that winery.
Has he?
Shout out, cuz.
Well, that's very nice.
It's
very
super
interesting.
Cool.
It's very interesting. Well, nevertheless, folks.
Are we going to talk about the awards?
We are. But once we get to the wine, of course.
And we need to do our scores when we go to the commercial.
Of course. All in due time. Due time. So, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to obviously do many things during the break. You don't need to know about those things. And then when we come back, we're going to go for the cheap stuff. We're going to start off with the Las Rocas Grenache here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the first wine we're going to do is the Las Rocas Grenache, just their Grenache. $11.99. Some facts about this wine. Let's just see here. The vines on this one are not young. They're 40 to 60 years old. Old bush trained, by the way. That's where I saw that. Old bush trained.
So even though the vineyard is not super new, they are using vines from somewhere else. They brought them in?
Not necessarily that the vineyard's not old. It's just that region got its designation in 1989 as a designation of the region.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
80% of the total blend age for 1 year in concrete vats, and the remaining 20 in barrels of several uses. So used oak on 20%, 80% in concrete.
I already want to give them 10 bonus points for actually explaining how they oak their wine.
Yeah, right.
There's some bad wines that have explained how they oak their wine. You don't get them.
How it's always vague, and you're like, did they use 80% American oak, 80%? Of the wine, you can't figure it out, but they explain it clearly.
But they also didn't explain what the other uses for the barrels that they used were for.
It's true. Gasoline.
Fire in your brain. Clean it out. It
could be. And their tasting notes are rich in spicy aromas with a delicate mineral texture, well structured with shades of oak, round tannins, and a fruity palate. Oh, it's a rich, fruity palate. Sorry.
It's so hard when you read a review like that because that is like manages to hit every single thing that all three of us like.
Yeah. Mm.
And so you're like, oh man, it's hard to not get your hopes up.
It's so hard for me to concentrate when Rob reads a wine review description in his regular voice.
That's true.
It's just like, it's so annoying.
Wow, I'm sorry. I didn't review this. This is Wilfred Wong. I didn't review it. But I will tell you, this wine got a silver medal from the International Wine Challenge in 2020. And it got 91 puntos from somebody from Spain. So they liked it. Becky, would you like to read any other reviews?
I could go my whole life without hearing that voice again.
You could use a voice if you want to.
Which one? Here we go.
Yes, not the higher one.
You normally write on the ones that we...
It's called a challenge.
Did you read winemaker notes?
More or less.
Okay, yes. Yeah, you did. Okay. So critical acclaim. Wine Spectator gave it a 90.
The tater.
This red is plush yet focused with well-integrated tannins and firm acidity, providing a balanced structure. Sorry, savory earth.
It is a kind of a boring review.
It is. I didn't yawn on purpose, but it is really boring. Savory earth and mineral notes add depth to the black cherry and currant fruit, Grenache and Syrah. I mean, they really...
phoned that in. Mm-hmm. 90 of their points,
I love that the last sentence, which isn't a sentence, says Grenache and Syrah, period.
Well, that's true. By the way, tonight's potpourri. We're gonna do these two wines, but we're going to do a short potpourri. Becky has requested... the wine review challenge. So you provide the review, and someone tries to tell you who wrote it and how many points they gave it.
Ooh.
And I've got three selections for tonight. So, all righty. In the glass, it's dark. It's dark crimson.
Remind me.
Yes.
About Grenache.
Remind you about Grenache?
It's been a long time since I've had it.
Oh, you mean flavors? That you see, that's the trick.
That's what I miss, flavors of Grenache.
Well, I thought you meant maybe aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Or
tell me what I should be looking for.
Depends on the Grenache, honestly, because we found that it's a bit of a chameleon. Hmm. Sometimes when Grenache goes wrong, let's just start with when Grenache goes wrong. Occasionally it's been boozy. I don't like that. The Anzio, whatever the hell that shit was. Oh, those God. Grenaches, very boozy. Grenache, when I think it's done right, has a bit of a lithiness to it. So it obviously will have mouthfeel and it'll be a richer wine. But I like it when it has just a little bit of a light minerality that keeps it vibrant. Yep. You know, I want a vibrant wine. Fruit profile, I mean, once again, there's going to be a minerality streak, but red currant, sometimes, maybe a little cherry, cranberry, things like that.
Raspberry, strawberry.
Yeah, you can get a little bit of that, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anise, tobacco.
Yeah, some tobacco.
Spicy.
Tobacco, I mean, really high-level French Grenache, I mean, I think you can do that. Spanish, though, tends to be a little more friendly, happy.
Are we going to be getting any olive?
I shouldn't. Mm-mm. Not in a younger wine. Maybe an old Grenache might show those characteristics, but you don't want this when it's old, probably.
Mm. Not this one.
No. Why do they mix it
with Syrah?
To give it probably just a little bit more of a backbone. And I don't know how much Syrah. I mean, is it 5? They don't talk about it on their nose, so it must be a minuscule amount, but...
And then how much body should we expect in a Grenache?
Medium. I mean, on this one, medium. Okay. Some can be full-ish. It just depends on the level of Grenache. The Clarendon Hills that we had, that's up there, that was a Grenache. It's an Australian Grenache.
Did I have that Clarendon Hills?
No, you did not.
Yeah, so...
You would not have cared for it.
Thank you for giving me that example.
Wow. Well, that was a long, long time ago. Yeah. Grenache, you at that time, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have cared for it. I think you'd really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Grenache is a heavy component in Châteauneuf. It also is in Côte d'Aron, things like that. But mm-hmm. Châteauneuf is one. Southern Rhone. But this should be treated a little bit differently than that, I would think. More fresh, vibrant, less earthy.
Okay.
Here we go. Hmm. On the nose. Ooh. Raspberry custard.
Yeah, I was going to say for sure raspberry.
But there's a dairy element to it. Hmm. And then in the back, just the slightest bit of bacon smoke.
Yeah, I was going to say smoky.
Really light, but
smoky.
Yeah. It's a light nose. It's very faint. The things that are faint are nice, but it's faint.
When you,
except for that custard,
hit it hard, you get nothing but the mentholated alcohol. It's really pick the subtlety up. You just it's just gentle. You need to draw on.
Yeah, I can't really mm-hmm. smell any oaking either.
No, not really. Well, that smoke
maybe
might
that
be a
smoke
little bit,
yeah. comes maybe. From maybe.
Although 20% used oak, I wouldn't think. But
used barrels.
Which, fair enough. Rain barrels. It's not OZV. I mean, you know. Yeah, we... shit, you're supposed to use oak?
It's one of the purest raspberry aromas we've had.
Mm-hmm.
True.
In a long, long time. It's so pleasant.
It is. I mean, it just smells like a raspberry in nature.
Yeah. What you got going here in the glass? Where is this old world Syrah?
Yes. Oof. Well, can I change my scores of integrity for Becky? Because she ain't going to like this.
Why?
Heavy red meat, minerality, cranberry, red currant. It's a very heavy red meat minerality. It's like a crimson curtain that you would just throw over something. Da-da-da. I mean, it just is very...
It's a disgusting description.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It isn't what I expected it would be. I thought it would have a little more riper... But this supposedly has a heavy, rocky soils. I mean, that's Los Rocas. I mean, that's kind of the idea. They're saying it's a heavy, rocky soil. And I can taste that there. I can taste the limestone elements that are just bubbling through and giving it that edge, that hard edge. Not a bad hard edge, but it's a stylistic edge that's there. Mm. It's Scott's suspiciously silent.
There's something else there with that red meat.
After it?
Kind of right with it. It comes through more at the end.
There's prune.
It's not particularly tannic for it to be mentioned not in really. The review. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. No. I mean, there are tannin, but it's not like it's something that you're going to go, oh my God.
It would
be
one of the first, like, four things I would say about it.
Eight things.
It's kind of disappointing, just because the review said tannic.
But. Yeah, I would. Yeah, there's a lot of things you'd comment about before you got to there. You're like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, when someone said, it has tannin, you go, yeah, I guess so. And you're just saying that because it's red. And you're just wanting to sound stupid.
You phoned in your review.
You're like, okay, yeah, sure, there's tannin there. Just because you don't know if you're wrong, you know? But you're probably not.
It's tannic enough. That's about it.
Yeah, okay, there's it's got some of that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just yeah. if it had any less tannins, you'd go, where are the tannins?
Yeah. Smooth.
I'm still puzzled with what's there with that red meat. It's not the biggest expression of red meat, but like you said, it's a nice little surprise.
Is that the tone I used? I mean, it's a surprise. It wasn't like you wake up Easter. It's not like when Becky brought me home a Oreo Blizzard surprise.
Oh, that was sweet. This is less than sweet.
Yes. It's more like Lukey shit on the carpet surprise. No, it's not.
Well, that's a big surprise.
No, it's not that.
I think it's just right there with almost tobacco.
It's almost tobacco.
That's, I think.
Swisher sweet kind of thing.
There. Yeah. With the red meat.
The Havana Tampa.
It would be really lovely if it was red meat into like a cigar box. That would be a really, really lovely.
That would compliment it.
It's just not quite that. Far.
No, it tails off a little bit. Yes, you would. I mean, we haven't had this is the cheap stuff too. I mean, when you're talking about $12, you go, okay, you know, it almost reminds me of a very guttural, hard edged Malbec, something like that, where it's really hitting that minerality pipe really hard. Which is, you know, in the price range when you're talking, and this is like Giant Eagle and places like that. In the price range, if you want a thinker some night, okay, that's actually an interesting choice. It's better than anything you're going to get that says Cali on it for $12. That's red, pretty much. But
you know, if you're looking for something straightforward that you just want to drink, just a drinker, probably not this. But this has some nice drinking elements. I actually like that it's not the biggest bodied Grenache I've ever had in my life. I like that it's medium body and not full body. It makes it, I think, easier to pick apart, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's also the one thing it has a stewed vegetal quality to it. So you're talking stewed tomato.
Yeah. Or like sautéed peppers and onions kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah.
Sautéed.
Mm-hmm. I would almost say canned stewed tomatoes.
Yeah, and it goes a little bit too far down that road and doesn't have a lot of any sweet berry to counteract that. And it's more of just a balance thing. So it starts off savory but then gets a little stewy, and it's really the fruit that needs to be brightened a bit to make the wine a little bit more harmonious, a little more palatable. I'm not saying that it's not palatable. It's fine. But from an enjoyment standpoint, if you're going to say, Aelowan gets a B+ for drinkability, this is not going to do that well. It's going to get a C-minus. Let's see. But Aelowan's shit, and this is better than Aelowan, but still.
My last pull, that tobacco popped a little more.
Yeah, but you want the tobacco maybe with a little bit less of the bile.
The bile? Bile?
A little bit. It gets toward, I mean, you're going into these stewed, Well, Becky said canned because when you start throwing minerality in stewed, then it almost becomes just maybe a slight bit sharp. And then it's not metallic, but it's waving at the metallic. It's not there yet. This is not, you know, something that's Australian because it doesn't have acidity and things like that. But it has a little bit of acidity.
It does a little bit.
It doesn't go quite metallic, but you're doing that heavy minerality with the stewed the stewed vegetal aspect. It's a balance that's very, very delicate, and you can go wrong really easily. And that's where this wine kind of is straddling that line. It's riding that fence. Does it make it bad? No. I mean, no. But 90?
That front palate just has, that's where the sharpness is. You know, you talked about the sharpness of this wine. It's mm-hmm. it's the front palate's rather bland, and then there's that you said bile. I think that's harsh, but there's a sharpness there. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, but bile's harsh. It's not that bad.
It never opens itself up to a bright fruit.
It's just void of fruit.
Well,
there's
no reward. So
you know that prune that you mentioned? It's almost gone. It's I know. Really not.
But you want
there.
Some sort of reward. You're drinking it. You want some sort of thing that goes, that's just a little pop that goes, oh, and it smiles. Whether that be a little smile. Baker's chocolate or even like a little bit of smoky bacon or a pop of nice bit of raspberry, anything like that.
There's no smile here.
There's no reward. It's the savory stewed all the way through into the minerality, and there's no bit of reward. There is no treat. There is no cream filling. There is none of those things. And this wine needs something like that.
You like the cream filling, do you?
Well, whatever. But you know what I mean. It needs some sort of reward in it. To do it.
Yeah. It's just as simple as it lacks a smile.
It lacks a smile.
It doesn't make you frown.
No, but it doesn't make you want to buy it.
It's interesting that the entry level one, we'll see how the second one goes, is so void of fruit.
It is. Think about this, Scott. The Domaine de la Solitude. Côte de Rhône that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper than this. Is $9.99. And that was glorious.
It was glorious.
And it was fun. It was inviting. It's French, but it's inviting. It's happy. You know, this doesn't have any of those things. It's just it's Eeyore is what it's the Eeyore of wine. Hey guys. I mean, that's what it is.
It's just lovable.
Snuffleupagus. You know. Hey guys.
It's lovable in a depressing way.
It's just depressed. It's more, yeah.
Hi, do you like my minerality? Okay.
I mean, that's, you know. What are your thoughts, Becky?
What would you eat with this wine? I was thinking
tomato stew.
Well, something vegetable that I beef was soup. A little bit like gagging and laughing about in my mind is eating meat with it. Like it would. Your nose, you're like.
I want to crush up Ritz crackers and put it in this wine.
It's not just that
no
bad.
Something salty,
just like something chili.
So there's a European Grenache website called Garnacha Grenache.
Boy, I'm glad I'm not a website.
And it for the Calatayud region, it has dinner inspiration.
Ooh,
not necessarily specific to the Grenache, but obviously it's a Grenache website, so
sure.
There maybe it is specific to Grenache.
Party on.
Starter and sides, first entry, tomato and bell pepper gazpacho. I love gazpacho.
This would do okay with that.
I think you would want something salty with this. Cristini with Spanish eggplant spread. That just sounds freaking fantastic. Serrano ham, brilliant.
No.
With membrillo and manchego. I'm assuming membrillo is a cheese.
Could be.
It could be an olive. I don't know what membrillo is. Olive spread on toast. And then for mains, well, pork ribs with cumin and cider vinegar. Okay. That's, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Empanada of pork and chorizo. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Chicken with chorizo and smoked paprika stuffing. There's a theme to the meats here. This is the first one that I go, what? Turkey burger with Swiss and mushrooms.
That's not fucking Spanish.
Turkey burger with Swiss and mushrooms. I think I'd rather have the Swisher sweets with it than the turkey burger.
Turkey burger.
There's a place, you know, I haven't been to in Dublin that is all gluten-free empanadas. How cool is that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is there any mango chutney on any of those?
You know, if I'm going to have a turkey burger, I want mango chutney, mm-hmm. bacon jam. I want something as flavor.
At Cumin and Curry in Columbus, one of their sides is mango chutney.
It's mango chutney.
We almost got that so I could get mango chutney.
No kidding. Just to get mango
chutney. Mango.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But it's... Mm. If you're a person that likes turkey burger...
Whip I'm yourself with
so
your
sad
belt
for you. Yeah, I
like turkey and I like burgers. But I don't want to. You don't combine the two.
Well, it's like a turkey burger. You know, they ground turkey. Okay. You know, they take all the all fat right. out of it. The only that what's good in a turkey is the fatty meat.
Okay, that
juicy goodness.
Okay, that sip was better. All right, that sip was better.
Did you get that tobacco more?
Well, do you think it's because you had some of the meat or cheese?
No, I just think it was in the glass a little bit longer, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's starting to open slightly and be a little airier and have a little bit better mouthfeel, too. So
mm-hmm. The mouthfeel is... I think I said this last week on a wine that we drank, but the mouthfeel is very nice, especially for the price point. It really yes. is.
Yeah, it's just... a really smooth, and I think that's due to where the tannins, you know, kind of take okay. a backseat to the rest of the wine, and mm-hmm. the oaking.
That's yeah. That's what I'm. That's what I'm looking
quite
for.
Quite silky or velvety. I would just mm-hmm. say it's got a smooth mouthfeel. It coats mm-hmm. your tongue nicely.
It's doing much. It's showing a little bit better now.
How would you describe the mouthfeel, Rebecca? What do you have to say to describe it to our listeners?
I don't think it's approaching silky, but whatever would be the step before that.
Yeah.
Slightly lithy, but not quite
like
to that
down
either.
It's headed that way.
Yeah, it's like satin.
Lithy.
Faux silk. What is that? Faux silk. It's a rayon. It's rayon.
But it's a really nice brushed rayon.
You still probably wear that. It's like you could see all the features of the person's
whatever
body.
Whatever these like, Amazon no. leggings I have on are, it's oh. what these are. Where they're like, you know, it's like the knockoff version.
It's Lycra. Yeah. It's what it is.
It's
yeah.
that rayon silk shirt that's faux silk that you snag, but you still put it on around the house, but you won't wear it out. It's got snags one. And runners in it.
Sir, I can see your nipples. Yes, you can. That's right.
He practices these things in front of the mirror, folks.
What?
I'm talking about his nipples sticking out of his faux silk shirt.
There we go. So.
Exciting. Man.
Yeah, man. Anyway. It's just wrong.
But it's...
What? It is what? It is. It is. It is.
It's not a bad wine. It's
no,
still,
it's showing
it's
better.
It's still...
What?
It's still missing the smile.
Yeah, so now it's just like a little half. It's it's a little, the corner's raised a little bit, but it's not really a smile.
That's not half
it does.
A smile.
It, you know
that,
what?
You look like you had a stroke.
You say all the time, it needs to smile more. It would be a lot prettier wine if it smiled more. You say that often, not about wine, normally
well,
women, but so.
Not oh, that Jesus. We're doing a challenge, but maybe you could tell me more about how I feel about this wine.
I'm sure it's not your favorite, but let me tell you what you think. Assuming I give you permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, folks, we're going to take a break. Or did you want to give the scores first? And then we'll take a break.
Sure.
All right. Becky, what are your scores for the base What's wrong with that?
Bo's wet dog hair just went up my arm.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Well, that's why I made that gag face.
Well, yes.
Wines like this, I feel like, are kind of hard to score.
Mm.
Because I don't love it. The last thing I want to drink is...
this?
Red meat. You know, like, that's disgusting. A little bit, when you said the red meat, it made me feel a little bit like vampire-y drinking it.
You need a gold chalice.
Don't you feel like that?
Blood of a virgin, yeah.
So, it's hard to be like, I would love to drink that wine that made me feel like a vampire again, right?
Dracul. Yes.
And it's not to belabor the point, but it is difficult to rate a wine that you don't personally enjoy on its merits.
What about on Halloween and you're wearing a costume?
In a what costume?
Dracula costume.
Oh, a Dracula costume.
I want like to drink Los Racas.
So I would give this an 86.
Good score.
Is that what you wrote down for me?
On to Scott. It's a fair score, though.
It's a fair score.
It's a fair score.
Where are we putting our extra?
Extra what?
Wine.
You don't want any more of it?
I just said it made me feel like a vampire drinking it.
You don't want I have an inquiry.
You'd be immortal then.
I have an inquiry to the audience. What wine was it that made you feel like a vampire before this one?
Yes.
Well, the question's to the audience, but it's rhetorical to you.
I don't think anybody's ever had that emotion, Scott.
No, she said it just now.
Okay, she had that emotion.
Was he?
No, I know you said that, but no one else other than you have ever had that emotion.
It's not
unless they're a serial killer.
It's not an emotion.
This wine makes me feel like a vampire.
It is an emotion.
Well, it's a response. Yeah, okay.
No, it's not. Blood.
So what wine made you feel like a vampire before this one?
Bull's blood.
I'm not talking to you.
Well, they're not going to answer you, dumbass. It's a podcast. Maybe you don't understand how this works.
No, Rebecca.
Are you waiting?
It's the question is to Rebecca.
You said the...
Do you want to answer for me?
Sure.
Okay, Becky, for me, I would like to say... the one that made me feel like a vampire was, I don't know, oh my god. Let me think. I would have to say... White Claw, something like that. I don't know, something, you know. A seltzer, hard seltzer, I don't know, I like it. Twisted Tea, I don't know. Sure.
No.
This is the end of our podcast because the host was... murdered in his sleep tonight, yeah, and
by a vampire.
Sadly, the crime will never be resolved,
mm-hmm,
because there's a vampire.
Yeah. Immortal. So, Scott, what is your score?
I was trying to hear the vampire wine.
Just fucking answer this fucking question. There's 100 numbers you can choose from.
87. I like this, but it doesn't make me smile. It's got merit. I think, you know, they've taken a wine that doesn't have the biggest backbone, and I think they've done quite a bit with it. It's not the biggest wine from a tannin standpoint.
They should do all...
And the fruit profile's lacking.
They should go 100% concrete. No oak.
But the oak probably added some of the things we liked about it.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I
there was
go
a little spice that we didn't really talk about much. It was just so nondescript. Oregano, marjoram, something like that. It's fine. I thought I got a little bit of black pepper bouncing in and out of there.
You know what?
I like the way it was oaked.
Go 100% concrete egg or whatever it is and then charge.
Concrete egg?
Yeah, $10.99.
Also drop a whole dollar off the price point.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Or $9.99, whatever.
What? So what wine made me feel like a vampire?
I don't give a shit. I don't give a fucking shit. I'm also going to provide this wine 87 of my points. 85 to 87 is the range, but I think it's more 86, 87. Somewhere. It's a fine wine. I don't know if I would go... Well, this is the thing. If you want further reading, it's recommended. It's interesting. That being said, if you want a nice drinking wine that is relaxing and something that you're going to enjoy on a Friday night, no. There's about 100 different wines. You know, it's called Krios. It's by Susan Balbo. Drink that. If you want something interesting, you want to challenge yourself a little bit one night, get Los Fracas, give it a try. It's cheap, and it's probably worth the time.
And you can find it in your grocery in some places.
You can.
But the $10 French one we had was much, much better than this one.
Yeah, I love
particularly
it.
In terms of drinkability and straightforwardness. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is.
Yep. Good wine, not great, but nevertheless, we're going to see if the next wine will be great as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. We're back, folks. So the second wine is the Las Rocas Viñas Viejas.
I can't wait for you to tell me what I think of this wine.
I don't know what you think of this
wine.
Don't
you tune in every week for that, Scott?
I'm still waiting to hear the
Rob.
I'm still waiting to hear the last wine you drank that turned you into a vampire.
Anyway.
That was a wicked laugh.
Yes, the Viña Viejas. This is, their vines are 80 to 100 years old.
Yeah.
That would almost be ancient. Almost. Not quite ancient vines, but close.
He's really trying to get stabbed by his wife.
And this is on oak for 14 to 16 months in barrels of different years and origins.
That's a translation error.
They go down to Ollie's. No, Scott, this was already in English. They go down to Ollie's Bargain Outlet and just buy a bunch of fucking barrels. That's, by the way, folks, you know Odd Lots? Think of something that's 50 times worse than Odd Lots. That's Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
Yeah, it's like
the
stuff that doesn't sell at Big Lots goes to Ollie's.
Yeah, I mean, one thing they sell at Ollie's are boxes of roaches because they have them already on hand. And that's apparently where they get. What is that? Of different.
What's
don't
wrong
you know
with a
where
roach,
it came from?
Man.
Yeah, where do you get?
You got
these?
Enough roaches? You can. Oh, that kind of roach.
Yes. 15% alcohol, by the way.
Ollie's has nice.
Ollie's has
vases
and
planters for your backyard. I could price
Ollie's Bargains Outlet.
Yeah,
and it smells like cigarettes in there. A lot of cigarettes.
I can say I have never been in.
I have.
Oh. It's fine.
No, for you in your profession, there's no way you could find that fine. They have like 2 feet between the pallets. A fire code violation.
I've never seen.
You're
that
not a fire marshal, but I mean, you're talking like there's fire code violations. If there ever was a fire in an Ollie's, hopefully, it would kill everybody in there.
I've never seen.
It wouldn't be a shame.
I've seen products staged. On pallets. I've seen that, but improperly.
Oh,
spaced.
Scott. You have to weave through there. It's like being in a fucking Indiana Jones
and
the Last
South
Crusade
End.
Going through that motherfucker.
Do you go to the one in Lancaster?
I
don't go. I've been. How's that sound? I'm not a regular at Ollie's Bargain Outlet.
You seem to know a lot about their fire code
be...
status.
Every time I've been in there, it's like, oh my good God, this is terrifying.
Where's the one you go to, Scott?
I haven't been in years. It wasn't. I would go to the one in the South End because I would go to the Odd Bob's and Ollie's was right beside it. Odd Lots, Big Lots.
What did you call it? Odd Bob's.
Odd Bob's. And then I would go to the Ollie's because My boy Lamont liked the Ollies.
That's not a surprise, but...
But, you know...
You know, you can get some great deals.
By the way, that's Wilford Wong. That's my inspiration for Wilford Wong.
That's nice.
It is. Yeah, you can get some great deals at Ollie's.
Robbins acts like he's too good for Ollie's when his parents go there all the time.
I got a generator from my house. It was $7.
He's too good for everything.
That's true.
Seriously.
You know what? I wore masks in Ollie before COVID. That's all I'm saying. So, the Vinos Viejas. Back to that. Yes, barrels of different origins.
I used to be able to get a nice tomato puree from Ollie's. It was a posada.
It's disgusting. Food products?
Yeah. That's why I went in.
God.
Just the sundries.
Sundries. The dry goods.
The dry goods.
That's my metal coaster on the cement floor.
Nice job. Anyway.
We're having some fun tonight, boy. Jesus. That's, you know, if that were a sound effect.
I saw the glass went. Okay, it's not glass. All right, folks. Now, the wine, because we've already destroyed
it. Is that
what
this show's about?
Yes. So, in the glass, it looks basically just like the other one. Almost exactly like that.
I would say this is a little darker.
A little darker, but not much darker. It's heavier.
Really?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this to be a lot darker.
I know you like it to be a lot darker. You like a lot of things.
Well,
what? Becky gave me a dirty look, and I'm not quite sure why.
I thought you were going to go to a bad, bad place.
I knew he was.
No, that's... I had nothing else in my mind.
This nose is very cab-like to me.
Bingo.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, actually.
But not good cab.
But
you gave it both of us a snarl for that, but that's what this smells like.
It's what my first thought was. But
oh.
I didn't think fantastic cab, but there's a little chocolate currant thing there, it's real soft.
Would you like to read the review? I think you're the one that has it. I provided it only to you. Only you have the review. Only you can do it.
To find the correct one since you didn't label them.
That's right. I believe that you have the ability to overcome that.
This red is restrained, yet focused.
Ooh.
No way. Is this not the right one?
Hmm?
So it's the non
ADD. Oh, you know what's so funny
one.
Is the other one started, this red is plush, yet focused. And this one said, this red is restrained, yet focused.
Well, they did it both at the same time.
And the other one ended, Grenache and Syrah. This one ends, Grenache and Syrah.
Cut and paste. Commentary.
Oh, that's so funny. I definitely thought I was reading the wrong one. Okay, this red is restrained, yet focused, with a balanced structure and good depth. A silky texture carries black cherry, licorice, forest floor, and spice flavors, not exuberant, but harmonious.
Oh.
Clean, fresh, and long. Grenache and Syrah.
What's the score on that?
Wine Spectator, 94.
94 of the Spectator's
of the
points.
Speculators
That's a lot
points.
Of the Tater's points. That's all of their points that day. They gave up all their points.
That's a lot of points.
That is a lot. And the Spectator, they don't give out 94s or just anything. No,
that's
really.
Like somebody hit their quota on ads and they got to go on like a special vacation to Cancun.
Yeah, that's libelous, but that's probably true. But that's right. It's your opinion.
It's not libel. It's slander.
Well, that's true, too. It's both. Because I wrote it. but
that is probably what happened.
In your opinion, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
It's satire. Not satire. It probably is. Yeah. 94 is an awful. That's a fuck ton of points for an $18 bottle of wine. This ain't the decanter, folks. The Spectator doesn't throw that out there.
You know,
and they don't grade in a curve either. They don't take price into consideration, allegedly. So
allegedly,
yes,
I think they do.
So this wine is
often,
6 points short of perfection.
So it's interesting. The winery of San Alejandro.
Yes, it is.
They,
that's not interesting.
You know, take credit for their scores.
Mm.
They've got a gold medal, for example.
They do. You want me to? Yes.
I want you to know that I just
the
looked
Grenache
over
du Monde International Competition.
Concours International.
Bo just rolled his eyes at me for your voice.
That's right.
Then
Danny Bubba.
But they take credit twice for the International Wine Challenge. They're a gold wine winner and a trophy wine winner.
They won a gold trophy. It's two different ones, you dick. They got a gold medal and a trophy. This is Wilfred Wong. They also got 91 points from
Goya Penis.
Goya Penis. Goya Penis. Something like
Goya.
That.
Goya.
Yes, and then
they're canceled.
They got something else. A B from something. They got another medallion of some sort. They're well recognized in the wine industry.
At least by themselves, they are.
I never reviewed it though. So, yeah, gold and a trophy. We did both. And we got a I got a yellow ribbon. I participated.
So it's like tears. It's. Well, we made the first tier. We got a trophy.
Yes.
We didn't get a gold medal. We just got gold.
I got a parting gift.
Yeah, you got a parting gift, all right.
I got a photo when I got there. They took my picture with a sign, but they charged me $25 for it.
Did you have to stick the sign under your chin, Wolfgang?
No. I stood in front of a poster, and someone said, smile. And I went, what? And then they said, that'll be $25. And I went, damn it.
I said, move to your right, sir, and put your hands behind your back.
I know. Normally, when I'm
it's
on a roller coaster.
A mugshot, Wilford.
No. I didn't get, I had to pay $150 for that. It was different.
Well.
That was after a long night. In Singapore.
I'll bet it was.
I don't want to relive it. It's terrible.
Back to the wine.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. 94 from the speculator.
The
it's
nose.
Not, the biggest nose.
No, but it's blackberry. It smells like a berry. Although the other one smelled like that, like a raspberry custard. So, you know.
I'm with the triple B. It's a nondescript cab nose.
Mm-hmm. A jammy nondescript cab nose. Yes. I mean, there are. I'm not going to agree with you 100% because you're not 100% right. You're only 93% right. So
he's so no. Rebecca. He's not going to allow himself to allow you to be agreeable with. Mm-hmm.
No. I would agree.
Is that self-discipline or?
It's dark fruit. It smells like dark fruit, like a cab.
Narcissistic.
Would.
I'm not sure.
No, it smells like dark fruit, like a cab would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. I think he's trying to rally the troops.
I think what he's doing is taking our review.
Your review.
And speaking around it a lot to make himself sound smarter.
I wouldn't
but
use.
Guess who was right?
I wouldn't
along.
Use your guys' review to accomplish that. Let's just say that. But what do you think?
Well, you just did.
You just did.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
no,
it's
I agree
okay.
with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
It's fine.
Oh,
there you go.
It's fine. It's a cab nose.
I mean,
around the world is where I'm
vanilla
from.
And blackberry. Yeah, I guess so.
Huh. So, wait, what was
and
that?
I'm from Brooklyn. I got a gun.
It's I guess so.
I'm going in.
I guess so what?
I'm going in.
I guess so.
I guess so what?
That's all I got for you. I bet it didn't taste like cab.
I'm going to tell you right now. I wish these two wines were put together.
Mix them.
I wish this wine had the mid palate. Of the entry priced one.
Well, yes. I know where you're going with that. Yeah. Well, this has a long finish.
This is a good wine.
It is a good wine.
But that mid that mid palate, the
blue. Yeah, it tastes like Grenache.
The red meat, the tobacco
mm-hmm.
that was in the mid palate.
There's a little bit of a.
I wish that was here.
This has
and
a little
then
more.
Then I'd be going, oh my God.
This has a little more of the smile. But the one thing
this
about.
This has a smile.
This is slightly boozy because it's 15%, but you notice that.
Well,
as a little bit of jammies.
And I don't mean this in a negative way, but it kind of reminds me of like a Ocean Spray. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's got a little cranberry note.
A cranberry grape mix in a good way, though, not in a sugar.
The review mentions cranberry, and yeah, there's.
Don't you think that?
No, it's right there. And the body also kind of.
That's the smile. That's mm-hmm. that's the smile. An Ocean like Spray little kiss of cranberry. It's not that tart cranberry.
Mm-mm.
No.
It's that sweeter cranberry.
Cran grape. I mean, yeah.
That's Did somebody else say that?
You said cranberry something.
No, I said cran grape ocean spray.
Oh, Lord.
You're so annoying.
Listeners, I just want you all to know, next week, Lord, I'll be on hosting.
Forgive her.
My.
For committing this crime.
I'm going to be the wine woman. The wine woman. I'll be taking over the show. It's
man
fine.
It's deserved.
Great. I'm sure there are plenty of people that are lining up
the
excited about that.
May have penetrated
actually,
his
there
body.
Are. There
but
are
it did not that. Penetrate the sins with which he committed upon this person.
What are you doing?
Please, Lord, forgive her.
He's praying
she
for
was
you.
Forced. I'm praying for you.
He's praying for
me?
You.
Well, you know.
You're worried Rob's going to kill me?
No. I'm praying for you that you get off for killing him.
Or just you know.
Please.
I've got the knife closer
have
to me.
Mercy.
You brought Charles Shaw into this house. Becky, he brought Charles Shaw in here.
Today?
Yes.
Well, it's not a competition of which one I'm going to kill. You have just spoken over me multiple times and told me I was wrong and then said the exact same thing.
I didn't disagree with you. I just did disagree with you if I disagree with
you. You disagree with me.
It's not my fault you're a butthole.
You disagreed with me about it being a...
I didn't.
A cab nose.
No, I said it was.
And then you talked for 10 minutes and decided it was a cab nose.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There was trauma in the house tonight. God. Explosive diarrhea was wrecking havoc on the household.
By the way, I think you got the short end of the stick on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was nasty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Horrible experience. Becky cleaned the boy. I cleaned
the house.
But the boy, I think, was, I don't know, there's no way to describe. Think of a poop suit. If someone could make a poop suit covered in poop, and poop apparently in some forms turns into a second skin. I didn't know that. I've never really tested like the hydrodynamic properties of poop because I don't smear it around like it's finger paint. But I never was like that ever as a child. But my children do. And this one...
They don't. You act like it happens regularly.
It happens regularly enough that it did.
William had an incident.
He doesn't... But he doesn't treat it like it's paint. Lukey was drawing pictures in feces, which is not something someone that walks on 2 feet does. But he did that. And you know what? I walk out and I said, what happened here? And Henry goes, oh, Bo did that. I went, Bo. And I said, I knew this. I said... Bo wouldn't do this. Probably because I knew it was...
He said Bo did.
It's impossible for Bo to do that. And he wouldn't do it. He knows not to do that.
I'm not sure about that.
No, he knows not to do this.
You know, you're jinxing yourself.
But
you realize that, right?
Did not do that?
Yes. But I look around and I thought the mess on the floor was bad enough. And folks, we're talking like a dinner plate stain of feces. And then other... spots and whatnot, but I didn't see where Luke was, so I figured I knew it just wouldn't just shoot out. Yes, I look over and he's standing there by a TV stand wearing a poop suit.
Mm-hmm.
and he's
happy as can be.
Well, he wasn't moving very fast because obviously the poop suit was hardening and it was slowing him down.
Kinda, it probably does
kind of like, you know, when a robot would rust and they move.
No,
around.
It was kind of like if you put a face mask on and you slowly lose the ability to move your face.
Yes, but imagine that face mask is made of poop
on your body,
all over your body.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Not really.
No, it's just gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it get on his arms? He just rubbed it on his arms, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if he thought he was like Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Predator and he had to smear mud all over his body so the Predator couldn't see him.
I want to pretend like that never happened.
Yes, but poop, by the way, Luke, poop is it's not cooler than your body, so.
I don't think he'll do it again for a long time.
I hope not.
It wasn't as cool as what he thought.
No. No, it wasn't as cool as what he thought. No. No, and, you know, I don't even think the Neanderthals on like the cave walls drew him poop, but he tried to.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe
so back
burned
to
burned it.
Back
you can use it as a fuel.
And do you remember right here where I wrote down cran grape and then I said it out loud and then Rob said it?
I can't.
Like he came up with it.
I absolutely remember.
Okay.
That's where I started praying for your
Just bringing us
back. Well, think of something else, and I'll steal that too. Thank you.
Prison system has mercy
on you.
Like
I said, I'll be hosting next week. It's fine.
Well, until they find the body.
You can't sit in a regular chair right now, so it doesn't matter. You don't have the stamina. So.
It was way harsh.
You're going to have stamina. You're going to have stamina, all right, son.
That's right.
But the wine, it's so you were, I stole your thunder, I think, saying that we should combine these two wines and then we'd have a spectacular wine. You were going to say something, and I think you were joyous. No,
you said that. I disagreed with it.
Agree. Do you disagree with it?
No, I agreed with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think before I said that, you were.
No, I wasn't going there.
You were going to say something.
Well, I was. I mean, this is the wine that I hoped that the first one would be.
The other thing that I would say about this wine, the finish is pretty sharp. Where most wine kind of is mellow and kind of fades, this wine to me is pretty sharp. I think it's the acidity at the end.
There is acidity, but also there's a little more oaking too of undescribed origins.
Not oaking, barrel.
Okay, barrel. That could be plastic. That could be neoprene.
It could be anything.
Yes. We had this of a recyclable material, so we don't know what the fuck it is, you know.
It doesn't taste much of oak.
No, the finish tastes of oak.
Really? Yeah. I don't get it, but feel like I normally do.
Well, but it doesn't have a curl. I mean, it's just there on the tip of your tongue, well, mid-palate up front. And it's on the finish. I mean, you're going down through there. 25 seconds, that's when it comes forth. And that's the thing. This is a long finish.
Yeah.
And people that enjoy oak.
It's weird. It's not a big finish.
No, I don't think it's weird. It's a finish, you know.
No, what I'm saying is, usually for a finish this length, it's a little bigger than this. This is a really mild finish. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think
there's
the acidity.
There's a sharpness before the finish,
but
I think
the acidity, I think for it's me, yeah. That's the splash of acidity, right, as the finish starts. But the finish is not big. It's just lengthy. It's a softer finish, in my opinion. I like how it's oaked. In my opinion, it's a softer oak, but it lasts.
Yeah, it's sedate. It's sedate. I mean, I don't know if I'd go soft, but I'll go. It's
sedate.
It's not like this. It's not like a fireworks show or whatnot. It's fairly. Yeah, that's fine.
Comparable to the level of tannin, which again, this isn't the most tannic thing we've ever had.
No, it isn't.
Both of these from Los Rocas, the tannins aren't big. I wouldn't even say they're medium. They're there. I like the balance between the tannins and the oak on this wine better than the entry point one.
You know what's funny, though, about this wine, in my opinion, solely? This is almost as good as, say, Bastide's Malfords or Mirrorforce or almost. You think it's better?
No, this is not better than that.
That's why I said almost as good. Almost as good as the Cuvée. Basically, you know, it isn't as good as the French counterparts, in my opinion. It's good. I really like this wine.
Aren't you going to get sued? Is that what you keep saying, in my opinion?
Well, no, it's usually, solely usually, my opinion.
Usually when he's worried about getting sued, he says, in my opinion, allegedly.
You said it a lot.
Well,
he's
no.
He's not been saying allegedly.
I'm just, other people might disagree. Because I think there could be people that really think this wine is very good. To me, it's...
When have you ever worried about what other people think about?
I'm just, maybe it's a new me.
I don't know who you are up here giving this review.
If a review is someone's opinion.
Are you walking on eggshells because you're worried about...
What?
That's me slitting your throat.
Oh, please. You don't have any knife skills. You'd last 2 seconds against me. Don't even start with that.
You got to sleep sometimes, son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not concerned. Just trust me.
I love you. I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't. Yes, that wouldn't happen. I you know what I have?
Keep mansplaining to her tonight.
I have an ace in the hole. She's called Sally, and she will defend me.
She would kill you in your sleep, though.
No, she would kill you in your sleep,
Rob,
not me.
So our outside feral cat that Rob's brought inside, Sally, Rob got her high on catnip the other night.
I did
and
do
then
that.
Shut her in. I went to bed early. This was Friday night. I went to bed really early. Rob, she fell asleep on the bottom of the bed, and Rob shut the door with her in there with me.
Well, let me actually give the full story. I was drinking Pride Merlot, okay? And then Pride Merlot made me very sleepy. And so I fell asleep on the couch. And in the bedroom was Becky and Sally. And I woke up.
Hi, Sally, with the door shut.
Yes, I woke up off the couch smelling of, I was grilling and all sorts, smelling of smoke and whatnot at about 6:25 in the morning. And
on
I had.
Couch. On the floor?
No, on the couch. And I had dreams that William brought me a blanket and ice water. That was a dream, though. And I had no blanket nor ice water.
Your pants were soiled, maybe?
No, I was fine. Perfectly fine.
You hadn't wet yourself?
No. So I got up and I took a shower, but I went in and Sally was asleep on the bed next to Becky.
And he got up, woke me up.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Because, you know.
And then told me these same things.
Yes. But I had
and
that
And then
dream.
Said, I'm going to go take a shower and then I'll come to bed. And I was like, I don't care. I'm so mad you woke me up.
I like this wine, though.
It's...
What? Not a 94?
It's
I'd be
lame.
Upset if I bought a bunch for my cellar.
It's particularly...
Lame?
Yes.
Lame?
Yes.
You think it's lame?
Yes. It's what? Missing the primary component of the previous wine that would make this great.
Scott, if this was the $11 wine, you'd like it, but it's not.
Right.
Well... Here's the thing.
Because it probably should be. It should be the one that got the 90 that's $11, probably.
Here's the thing.
What?
This has none of the things that make Grenache Grenache. This is not why we love Grenache. This wine right here.
Would you know it was a Grenache
nope.
by drinking
nope.
it? Would you think it was a cab?
I think it's some kind of cheesy Italian blend, maybe.
Mm.
Or, yeah, a decent cab, but like a lighter-bodied cab, I don't know.
Tastes like Grenache to me.
Mm.
Oh, to me it tastes like a cab.
There's not one thing that's Grenache-y. There's no anise, there's no tobacco, there's... What's the fruit here that makes you think it, Grenache? I would say this is...
grape, ocean spray?
Yeah, I would say closer to a Pinot fruit profile almost. Not exactly, but...
To me, it... In my opinion,
allegedly,
it comes across to me slightly like the Anciano as a bit boozy. That's where I'd get the Grenache. And I would probably say it reminds me of the Anciano.
I love how we do these. And Scott and I, who have actually been through blind taste testings,
mm-hmm.
talk about how difficult it is. And every time you say, I would get to Grenache, I would get to da 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 da. You wouldn't.
The first one, I probably wouldn't.
No.
This, I would say, some random Cali Zen, some random Cali cab, and I wouldn't be able to tell the two.
Maybe something weird from Paso, but not a cab. Maybe a blend, but it reminds me. You got what I'm saying is, it reminds me of a specific wine that's basically like this. Well, it's not Anciano Spanish. And so when you have those comps, when you actually brings you back to a memory of the thing that you had that is this thing, that's how you do that. You didn't have that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. So it's called memory.
Fading memory.
But it tastes like Grenache to me. It's just, you know.
If you wanted to.
It tastes like Spanish Grenache.
The closest thing for me to Grenache, the Grenache profile, it's headed towards anise, but it's not quite there.
Well, you're getting a little. You're a little more focused on the minutia of it.
The minutia.
It's more the spirit of it, and to me, it's slightly boozy. And it's fine. I like it. It's not nearly as boozy as the Asiago. That made you drunk by being near the glass, not actually drinking it. But
the more the spirit of the wine.
Yes, but I'm sorry that you don't have. You're not enlightened. You're just too. You know, whatever.
Well, she's not enlightened because you. Haven't mansplained it to her what that
me.
Means. Yeah,
well, I'm going to explain to her really
I know,
quick.
Could you?
Yeah. So, folks, I'm going to just get a little.
Do you even hear Bo? He's so disgusted.
He's covered his nose with his tail.
No, he's about to have exploding diarrhea because you said he's not capable of doing that.
That's a compliment. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, on a condensed potpourri. This is just a taste of a future thing that we're going to do. I'm going to read a review. I have three different ones. And then Becky and Scott are going to try to guess who was the reviewer. And then, moreover, what score did they give? And then I'll just reveal what the wine is. But come on, who the hell could do that? So the first one. And I will read them all in my own voice. So I don't. But then.
Boring.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Would you like me to read it? This is James Suckland. I will read this. The first wine was aromas of sweet berries, fresh herbs, currant bush, and licorice. Terracotta. Full-bodied. Layered and soft, velvety and focused tannins, breathtaking texture. Just like Tim Atkin. Never mind. The focused ad polished is phenomenal. What? Harmonious, enticing, fascinating, and thoughtful. A blend of Cabernet, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot. Drink or hold. Damn it.
Thoughtful. Yeah, who the hell? What wine is thoughtful?
Oh, man, until you got to the varieties of wine, it sounded like a Jude Devereaux cover.
Some of the reviews, it's like they're writing, I don't know, they're just writing on a level above where they should be.
Well, terracotta apparently is a sentence. Did you know that?
So is Grenache and Syrah.
Terracotta, period.
Plainly it's James Suckling, the drink.
Yeah. Damn it. I tried to find clues.
Like, you're kind of leaning that way, and then you hear drink or hold, and you're like, damn, okay.
Son of a bitch.
But what do you think is the score?
Well, you know it starts with a 9.
Uh-huh. I know. I'm going to go 94. Sure.
Am I that
96.
Easy? No, you're both wrong.
What is it?
I gave that one.
And what was it? What varietal is it?
Oh.
It's a blend of Cabernet, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot. Oh, it says
that's
it.
Right.
Okay.
But it is Cabernet Sauvignon. It's Ulysses Cabernet Sauvignon. It's about, I don't know, $200. I gave it 99 of my points. That's right.
That's so insane. Okay.
The next one. Sorry, it says Wilford.
You're not supposed to tell us who it is.
This is. I'm reading it as Wilford. I'm telling you who I'm speaking. It's not. I didn't write this review, or did I?
Could you not?
What? Okay. The producer's marquee wine and a nod to its long-standing ties to farming. This is fresh and earthy in notes of crushed rock, slate, dried herbs, and black pepper. The fruit is layered and sumptuous in flavors of raspberry and black cherry, while supple tannins and a hint of toasted oak provide framing.
I could tell you, part of this wine, this review is a lie, but that's okay.
It's hard for me to think about who it is when you read it in the voice.
That's part of the point.
I would say it's still a pretty high score.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, could you not use the voice and read the nod to the farming point again?
Mm-hmm. A nod to its long-standing ties to farming.
We just did that wine.
Kind of, yes.
We did it kind of recently.
Kind of, but not this wine, but kind of.
Hmm.
But I like how your mind's going there, Scott.
I'm going to say Robert Parker, 92.
I like the advocate, too. 91, though. And I think it's some kind of Cali blend Zin.
Well, it is a blend Zin, but it's mostly Zin. It's Robert Bialy's Black Chicken Zinfandel. It's the 2018 vintage.
Black Chicken.
But neither one of you were enthusiastic enough with your scores. And it was a 94 from the wine enthusiast.
I was enthusiastic.
And I think they're the only ones that got around to reviewing this. And they gave it 94 of their points.
It's really hard when you do a voice to change your mind from who it is.
See, I can't take his nasal overtones of his regular voice. So,
well, the last one though, the reviewer mentioned the name of the wine in it, so it doesn't matter. So, the
you cannot read that.
You can redact it.
Okay. Yeah, just, the blank 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 offers excellent power without sacrificing elegance. This wine brings ripe red and black fruit to the fore. Who the fuck knows? Yeah. Enjoy with savory stews. Enjoy with savory stews. Well, this guy might have been saying fior. Who knows? Or girl. That's not a guy. Girl. But it could be. Enjoy with savory stews.
What's the...
I don't want a savory stew.
I'm going... Go ahead. You go first.
Well, I was trying to think of the name of the one that you, I had never heard of the other day. That you made me do this, and you said one, and I was like, I've never heard of them before.
The reviewer.
The reviewer before.
Oh, that was Venice.
Venice. You go ahead. I'm not for sure.
Give it away, though.
It's not that important.
Oh, you know who it is?
Yes, I think I know who it is.
Oh. Then I'll guess Venice 90.
It's Wilfred Wong, 92.
You are 50% correct. I did write that review.
Oh, my God.
But I gave it 89 of my points. I didn't like it. It was the Juggernaut Hillside Cabernet. It's the one with the big fucking lion on
there.
Yes.
How did you get through reading it without using his voice?
Well, because I left out commentary and tasting notes. It basically, if you took out... By the way, Wilfred... If you take out commentary and you take out tasting notes and you just combine the things together, it reads normal. Except for the savory stews. You knew that, right? That's what gave it to you. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So that is the game. We're going to play it more later. I'm sure, Scott.
It's so hard.
Yes. I've got one. Let me read one.
One.
Okay.
You have 2 seconds.
This is a wine of beauty, style, and depth. This wine is fresh and generous. Enjoy its lovely ripe berry aromas and flavors with grilled baby back ribs.
Well, James doesn't eat grilled baby back ribs, probably. Probably a Zen. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's not part of the game, is it? I would say 91 of my points, and I would say Jeb Dunnick, because we haven't said him yet.
Oh, that's a good name. I would probably go Wine Spectator 91.
It's 93 of Wilfred Wong's points.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's the 2018 Turley Juvenile Zinfandel.
See, the thing is about Spectator, they rarely talk about food.
Yeah.
But Wilfred does, and Jeb sometimes does. But Wilfred mostly does.
Wilfred almost always does.
Yeah,
and he's short, sweet, to the point.
You took out... Tasty notes and commentary, too, didn't you?
Well,
you devilish bastard.
I'm not foolish.
You devilish man.
And that it was tasted in San Francisco, California, because that's where you always taste it.
That's right. I'm always in San Francisco.
So, Scott, you were able to redact it and still make it through the review?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Nobody cares what you think. San Francisco, I always pairs well with rice-a-roni with mango chutney on it. Yes.
And grilled baby back ribs.
Yo, on top of that.
Asparagus casserole.
What? Jesus, that's
so terrible. I'm ready to give my review.
And then I dump savory stew all over it.
And
then rub it all over my nude body.
So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the review for the Las Rocas Vinas Viejas. This is a, I'll even say this. It's an odd one to review.
That's so weird, because I think I said that.
Only if I told you what to say, you would say
that. I do think it is a hard one to review, because although Rob thinks he could pick this out as a Grenache.
I can.
10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
7 times out of 10. I don't think that works in wine reviewing. It's because it's not supposed to be any guesswork.
I don't know that I would identify this as a Grenache particularly. I do like, the acidity is not my favorite in it, but I'm kind of into that crayon grape thing happening. That's the highlight of the wine for me. I'm going to give it like a 85.
Ooh, lower score.
And I am disappointed that the more expensive one I wouldn't rate as high.
So you don't like this one as much as the first one, huh?
I don't really like either of them. I don't want to have either of them again.
Well, that's fair enough. But, I mean, you like this one.
I will say that I think that I gave the first one one more point, because I think that red meat minerality is harder to pull off than fruit.
All right, I see what
and
you
so
mean.
That's why... That's
this one's a little, in my opinion, a little more heavy-handed in what it's doing. So I get that. That other one might be, you would say, Scott, is a bit of a dancer. Maybe a little bit more of a dancer than this wine. I think this wine's superior, in my opinion, but that's just me, honestly. That is completely just me. And I'm not saying that this wine is necessarily superior to the first one.
It's
just taste-wise.
It's so for me, this one has that. It's more drinkable than the first wine, but I'm disappointed in this wine, and that seems to be in conflict. Here's the thing: the best components of the entry priced wine from this maker would take this wine into the next echelon. And it would be a 94.
I don't know if it would be a 94, but...
It would be if you had all those... If you had 5 or 6 different flavor action happening.
This makes me smile because the front palate and the soft, supple finish. But the mid palate... Is there a mid palate?
It's there.
It just kind of goes into neutral and blank.
Yeah.
And I'm torn. I just can't give this a higher score than the first one. I'm going to go 87. Maybe I'd frame this one a little higher. Maybe this is 86 to 88, where the first one was 85 to 87. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But this has a level of being disjointed, because you've got that... The fruit makes me smile. Becky's descriptor as the ocean spray... cranberry grape. It's not a sweet thing, but it's just nice fruit on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just blank in the middle. And that's where Grenache should show. And it just doesn't. There's no earthy spice. There's no oregano. There's no anise. There's no... It does not have the beef, red meat, or tobacco that the entry-priced one has. And maybe I would feel more about this wine if we hadn't had them back to back, but we did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did it this way, because it's almost hard to believe they're from the same region.
Yeah.
Because this one lacks the expression of that terroir.
Yeah.
It lacks the expression of the
soil. Take another poll, though, Scott. Just take another poll.
What do you want me to look for in this poll?
I just want you to drink it again. Get some good air. Really pull in there. Because on that poll, I got good blackberry fruit. I got chewy tannin. I got a lot of different things. It's still a little boozy. But I got a lot more than what I had been tasting. I think sometimes for any of us, we get in these little ruts where we're tasting the same thing over and over again, but we're not really trying it a different way. Yeah. Now, you've said, Scott, before to me, we shouldn't find a new way to drink a wine in order to enjoy it. No. I mean, that's fair. If you take it to the left part of your tongue, then shift it by 25%. I mean, that's not a legitimate thing. But this wine is more than what you think. Mm. I drink it again. I mean,
I did drink it again.
I'm not saying
it
you're going to like
same.
It.
Same. There's. Oh, I gave my review.
No. I get it. I'm not. There's no Russian music going to play for your review. I think you're right. Because I think that there are two schools of thought on this wine. Really, there are. In 94, really, I think it's like it goes back and it cuts review. The person's Achilles tendon and they can't even run. It's I not think fair. It, it's
I
it's
think
silly.
It involved a hotel room in Vegas.
It involves
naked
something.
Pictures.
I mean, it's more than
some planted drugs.
We paid for an ad. I mean, that's an insane review.
I think it was to set up in a Vegas hotel room.
That's insane for Decanter.
And maybe
made it look like there was a body when there really wasn't. Yeah. And they got 94.
There's maybe even a marriage involved. You know, like someone married. There's something big going on because that review's insane.
That's really insane. If it was like the first review, you'd be like, okay, well, whatever. But 94 is just, that's fucking stupid.
And it's we don't... also, when you over-review something and it doesn't meet those standards, it also is disappointing to us. Like, if we had read the review and it said 88, 89... It'd be like, okay, you have a different expectation. You drink something that you think is a 94.
That's special.
But it also, it just taints your experience and it makes you, I don't know, like I don't ever want to drink something from this winery again. But if we had had something that we thought was going to be an 88, 89, then maybe I would have been like, okay, I would have another bottle of that.
Ordered this bottle and it's coming. And the one thing I can say about it is it is extremely drinkable.
Put it on the shelf for 3 or 4 years, see what happens.
Drink or hold?
No.
I would hold it for or 4 years, see what happens. Scott, I think that you might get something.
Drink or hold?
What are you out? It's not that great right now.
Exactly.
I give it an 89. That's what I'm giving it. And that's the highest.
You're giving this an 89?
That's top of the mark.
Rob.
It's an 89.
An 89?
89.
Based on what?
Based on lunacy.
QAnon.
Based
theories.
On kindness.
Making America great again.
Okay, can I speak?
An may 89?
May I speak?
We'll tell you when you can speak.
Whatever, Scott, whatever was involved, whether if it was drugs...
Okay.
Sex.
Look.
Something.
Look.
Drugs and
they
sex.
Somehow,
I've scribbled out my score twice, and now
they
I'm
have somehow infiltrated Rob to get that 89.
And you can tell how much stroke the wine vault has because I didn't give it a 94.
What?
It's somewhere in the 87 to 88 to 89 range. I'm being very kind.
What?
All right, fine. Kind. You've shamed me enough. It's an 88.
And
it's somewhere in the 88,
that doesn't happen
88, 89.
So high.
Oh, man, it's somewhere in that range.
I feel like Scott is being the kindest person giving this an 87.
Can I speak?
For you to give
please
this
quiet.
An 88.
Becky, I'll turn you off.
You
don't
have
me explain.
Yet.
Again,
stop. Let
just,
me stop.
I just, Rob,
let me talk.
I want to reassure our viewers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is the last episode they have to hear as you as the host. I'll be taking over next week. I'm so sorry.
You don't even know how to
Scott
do it.
And I couldn't
you
work
don't even
it out
know how
this
to do anything. Be quiet. Everybody stop. Let me explain.
Rob's going to be relegated to sound producer or whatever it is you do on the laptop. He's going to hold the boom mic and it's fine. We'll get it sorted for next week.
I hate you. Oh, okay. Anyway.
He doesn't get to drink wine either.
All right. When I taste this wine, I do sense there's something else underneath
going on,
there.
Like you were bought and paid for.
Cocaine?
If I was, you would know.
I know, Scott. Next
Borax?
Week when you come over and he has like a Porsche in the garage, you'll know. Are you turning off my mic.
Now it's just me. They'll, you hear them in the background, just pretend like they don't exist. It's just me right now. There is something underneath this wine. Uh-huh. It's about an inch deep. But I think that there is a decent wine after 3 or 4 years. I'm going to give it an 88-ish. That being said, as a line, Las Rocas is fine. If you don't read reviews, if you read reviews and get some sort of preconceived notion, that's my own thought. I've no one ever said anything about that. A preconceived notion about the wine, then you're not going to like it. These are not 94s. This is not a 90.
It's not an 89.
But they're fine. It's a little unsettling because Wine Spectator, it does have a little bit of a reputation, let's just say, of accepting money for reviews, but not to this level. A 94 should be reserved for a special wine. And I'm going to let Scott talk about that. A 94, though, should be reserved for wines that are special.
Well,
there's nothing, no matter what score you give this, 80, 89 or below, that's not a special score. Even 90, when you consider a 94, that's not a special score. This isn't like Robert Bialybad. Neither one of these are that. These are very fine wines. Fine in the fact of they're fine. Not these are fine wines. They're good. They're not great. Great is a 90. They're not even. They're not there. And it's like 88 and a half-ish, if that. But when you start off with 894, that's a big damn gap.
Yeah. And I
this really should be better.
I just think they...
Better.
Or the review should have been
gave better. This a 94 because they liked what Becky said, the ocean spray, cranberry grape thing. And it does have kind of a unique finish, but it's not a complete wine. There's a gap in the middle of it.
And well, forget about Scott.
There's no way this is a 90. Well, on the 94.
Forgetting about
a 94 should be.
It's a mosaic. The mosaic isn't there. This, like you said, the truest discussion about this wine is you can put them together. You have a wine that's probably a 90-91. Not a 94. A 90-91. Separate. They're in the 80s. So this wine, the second one, the expensive one, has the fruit that the first one didn't have.
Yes.
And the first one has the complexity in the mid-palate that the second one didn't have.
Yes.
And the second one has the length on the finish that the first one doesn't have. So, you know, it's like...
Neither of them have amazing flaws. Neither of them have this...
No?
Bad thing. I know Becky didn't particularly care for the acidity at the beginning of the finish... On the entry one, but
nope.
It's just
nope.
After having the first one, drinking the second one that's supposed to be a 94, it's just disappointing.
It is.
It's a weird. It's an interesting exercise what we did putting the entry price to the next level in an affordable wine. It's a little bit of an oddball region. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and once again, you do well. The first one, you do taste. The terroir, the limestone, taste the earth. Second one, you taste blackberry. You taste a little bit of alcohol. And I guess the old bush. So, folks, with that, for Rob the Wine Guy, I had to throw that in there.
We have to do our scores of integrity.
That's right. Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. I don't have a microphone.
Yes, you do. I can hear you. As far as you know.
I lost. I had... on the first one, I had you both with 88.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then on the second one, I went Rob 91, Becky 90.
Oh.
Yeah.
You lost.
I'm pretty sure I lost.
The first one, I knew Rob would give it an 87.
Oh, good job, Becky.
Very nice.
I said 88 for Scott, so I was off one.
Yeah.
The second one, I said Rob 85, which is what he should have given it. So I was off by three.
That's
Scott,
why you
86. Would be. So I was off by four. I was off by a total of five.
Okay. So Becky was off by five. I was off by one on the first one because I said Becky would give an 86 and I said Scott would give an 88. Now to the second one. I said I lost. That's all I can say. I said Scott would give it a 90 and I said Becky would give it an 88. So Becky wins.
What? Yeah.
That's math.
That's math.
That's true. Becky wins the Scores of Integrity this week. So, Becky, did you want to put either one of these in the Hall of Fame? Or the Value Price Hall of Fame? Oh, so Becky opted not to put them in there. So I will graciously grant her request because I am omnipotent. I'm omnipotent.
You tried to with an 89.
No, I'm putting them anywhere. I'm putting them in the trash can. So
I do want Scott to mix a little bit of them
in. We're going to do that off the air. We're going to have a science experiment. But nevertheless, folks, Las Rocas, go back and try it again someplace else. I'm sure Wine Wars, if they ever do another show, they would love to have you on there. Between talking about changing light bulbs and Star Wars, they would drink your wines. Well, we shall not.
Yeah, we're classy. We talk about cleaning up explosive diarrhea.
Yes. We're going to move on to Montez. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Militant Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu. And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.